What's funny is I actually, because I'm taking piano lessons, I actually knew what you were saying and it felt good.
Oh, good.
Good start.
I know root position.
Next up, York and York. Yeah. You're on your way, man.
Hopefully.
So,
yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead, super fan.
I'm even afraid to ask this because I'm sure you get asked all the time.
No, ask.
But what, what limitations have you had, both with just physically drums being stupid heavy and just people not taking you probably seriously in the beginning?
Yeah.
So can you tell us about the thing is, I'm sure every interview has this question, but it is, I want to know. I want to understand, because as a drummer, I know the attitude drummers have had, and just musicians in general, I find.
Yeah.
How did you combat that?
So you're sugarcoating the question. Yeah, for sure. I mean, just like ask
it's not
it
his style. Either.
It's okay.
He usually be super
you're
blunt.
A girl.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's also other
females
who are probably listening who are coming up. So this is good stuff for
super
her.
You know,
them.
I'll say a lot of things. Listening. So I'll say a lot of things. Like, so growing up for me, especially like when I was on tour and stuff like that, when I walked in the room, everyone's like, "Oh, the singer's here." Or when I walked to the drums, like nobody paid any attention to me.
Right.
And until I started playing a groove, and I'm like, do I have to like purposely prove myself every single time?
That could get frustrating.
Very frustrating. So that became a thing. And then people started saying, we didn't expect you to play like that. You're amazing. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
But like,
It's a bit,
you know.
I totally understand.
Have you guys heard of Drumeo?
Yeah, of course.
So I've done like a lot of work with Drumeo. Yeah. And back in November, I played Thriller. Mm-hmm. And Drumeo's like, talk about something that's very near and dear to your heart. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I want to talk about gender inequality.
Right,
and this was the first time I really like talked about something that was not political, but maybe some people could like argue against.
For sure.
But I didn't know how it would have been received. And I was like, okay, no one's even going to pay any attention. Mm. Oh, my God.
Blew up.
The chaos that video caused online.
Right.
Oh my God. Like, I couldn't sleep for 2 nights.
Oh, no.
God.
Like, cause I would say 60% of people were like, yes, gender inequality exists. Mm-hmm. And then 40% was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Men face the same thing. And I don't want to go here, but I do. So, like, for example,
please do.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do it.
I'm going. Lace up your boots. Let's go.
So, you know, like, Black Lives Matter.
Mm hmm.
And when people said all lives matter,
right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not comparing, but I'm saying the effect that you feel when you're facing something and someone says, but we face it too, but it's like, it's different. Hello.
Yep. Yeah,
so that's what was happening. And then I got to a point where I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't have to owe anybody an explanation.
Mm-hmm. True.
So then after that point, I'm just like, I'm just going to keep speaking my mind after that.
Good.
So anyway, like, people don't understand, and it's a hard thing all the time. Even like feeling sometimes unsafe. The simplest thing is like walking around at nighttime.
Right.
I always tell like the guys around me, like, wait for me.
Right.
You know, so
you
I always tell.
Have to tell them either.
Yeah. They should know.
They should know. Yeah. So whatever guys are listening right now, like when you see like a lady, just like wait for her.
Right.
And like make sure she goes to her car safely and stuff like that.
And you be safe. Don't be a creep too. Guys.
Yeah. And there's been like creeps around me too. And you gotta
I'll
like
protect you.
Yeah. Oh my. No, that's a whole other thing.
And if you're walking alone at night and you see a woman or anybody who seems vulnerable coming towards you, cross the street. Do them a favor.
Run.
I scream and run.
Run away.
Woman!
But, you know, one thing that, you know, hunting for educational videos and all that, one thing that did always bother me is that the videos of female drummers that the algorithm favored were not necessarily very skilled.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, there's no way that there aren't female drummers that kick ass. Right. And you have to really look for them.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that? Because it's obviously a veneer of what the world's actually like.
What's happening on my Instagram? That's interesting.
Yes, blame the algorithm on that.
I swear, honey, it's the algorithm.
This is what I think. Like, every human being who's a drummer is good and bad.
Okay.
But what society does today is because women can look cute, you know, they can look sexy online or whatever, and then they get labeled as, oh, women who show their belly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
oh, so that means all women who are cute, they play bad. And I think it's just labels.
Mm. For sure.
And when I see these labels, I see it across the board, even in terms of race,
gender,
every. So I think like that's an issue because it's like even sometimes when I, you know, want to look a little cute and play a little bit of drums, you know, like sometimes I get comments like, oh, she's just getting around because she's a girl. Right, and it's like, then that means like, then all the work that I've done, now that gets taken away from me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like either way you look at it, it's like we're losing.
Right.
But
right.
not, I don't want to like play this victim party. I mean, like it's getting better. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're at such a good place now. And like Sheila E, she's been so supportive of me. I played like a song amazing, with her. Man. So
why am I surprised that you know Sheila? Of course you know Sheila.
Of course, yeah.
But like no, people like really her, everyone's just like moving everything forward. So it's getting better. I believe it is.
Every episode of the DNA Airwaves is recorded and produced at the MPL. The MPL is a collection of film, music, and audio post-production suites located in the GTA. Please visit the-MPL, that's maple without the vowels, .com to learn how they can help you with your next film or audio production.
Do you read comments? Do you read all the comments or have you stopped at this point?
Yeah, it must be overwhelming.
It's hard. I think I'm stopping now.
Mm. As of this moment.
As of right now.
Done.
It's hurtful. Like, especially.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and like, since the pandemic started, like, and I did that Thriller video where I got a lot of negative comments, I'm like, I have nothing to lose. Let me just freaking be me.
Just go for it.
And even like the merch that I launched, I don't know if you guys got a chance to like check it out. You know?
It's got your face on
it. Oh my, I was going to wear that today actually. But I'm like, let me wear these red ones. They'll look good on camera. But it's just like trying to be myself. And some people are like, she's on acid. She's on drugs.
This is crazy.
She needs a psychiatrist.
It's all people that don't know you. It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
But it's okay. I like it because it's like, you know, we're all, okay, not to get a little philosophical, like we're all children of God, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're all beautiful. And why do we have to be one specific way to be accepted in society? So I'm just trying to like break those boundaries.
That's it.
But do you find that reading the comments had an effect on you?
Yeah, because it made me question what I'm doing and if I'm good enough or if I'm right or wrong.
And you think still reading it is okay, like instead of just avoiding it?
I think, I don't know, I think you can't avoid it because sometimes what if you see it? Like if you when I open my phone, I'll be like, oh, negative comment.
Right.
So if I try to dodge something or avoid it, I'm resisting it rather than, then it kind of just like it stays there and it lingers there.
Yeah.
So, that person thinks that I suck or whatever. That's their opinion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love what I do. And I don't need, like, somebody's validation, you know.
Especially through that platform.
And you've already more than proven yourself.
Exactly.
You continue to do that every day.
I appreciate that.
You're outplaying, outperforming almost everybody, right? So,
man.
Listen, if you guys have something negative to say to Sarah, email us.
Yeah, and we'll deal with you.
Deal with you. Bad no problem. Around the
piss. That's too funny.
Man, I hung out with Jay Martin. I was just keep going. It's crazy, man.
Man, that's funny.
You got this, Sarah.
Thank you.
What's the best email or phone call that you've ever received?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Second to the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say that this is number one.
That was assumed.
Yeah, that's okay. That's obvious. And number two, oh my God, the best phone call.
Miss Cleo?
Who? Call me now. You might be too young.
You might be too young for Miss Cleo. Wow.
Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
Who's Miss Cleo?
She was a Jamaica, fortune? Fake Jamaican fake psychic. Jamaican, and she'd
on TV in Toronto. It was local.
Yeah, she was.
And people would call in and ask.
I wonder if she must be on YouTube.
For like their fortune. And she would, and she wasn't Jamaican.
No, that accent was horrific.
Maybe you could do a drum video to Miss Cleo.
Okay, I'm going to do that now.
We can chop it up. We can figure it out.
Maybe we can do it today.
Oh, that'd be
Let's
fun.
Do it. I'm dead serious.
Okay,
you find the video and we'll do it today. Okay, done.
All right.
Call me now.
Who's been the your most favorite artist to play with?
Oh,
I guess that might put you in a bad situation.
Do you want me to remind you?
Or some of your favorite. Name some. You have to name one.
So many, man. Yeah. I can imagine. Couple.
Oh, man. I should have come prepared.
I know.
Oh, you played with Rich Brown, too. What did you do with Rich Brown?
Okay, you know what? Okay, let me say. So when I played with Rich Brown and Mark Lethierry, who's from Snarky Puppy, we played at Hugh's Room 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of my favorite gigs that I've ever done. Cause like Mark sent us the music. Obviously we had no rehearsal. We just like did sound check and we played, but it was kind of like know the music and do your thing. And I felt like us three were so locked into the moment. It felt like amazing.
Nice.
Magic.
Oh, actually wait. Oh, another one. Okay, nothing's are popping up. Okay, so at the Colbert Show, I played with Stephen Colbert Show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was on there recently. And
then, that was like 1 year ago or something, and that was with Tegan and Sarah.
Wow, that was a year?
I know, I'm losing track of time. Yeah. But recently was Seth Meyers. You're probably thinking about that.
I'm thinking of Colbert.
You're thinking of Colbert? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I stopped understanding time at this point.
But that was a lot of fun because I was with like the Canadian like sensations Tegan and Sarah, mm-hmm. and it's like kind of rock pop, mm-hmm. and so what was so cool was that, you know, we went into the setup and they're like, you know, Sarah, there was like a stylist, I'm like, yeah, Tegan and Sarah over there, and I'm like, oh, they want to like put something on me. I'm like, oh, cool. They care. I'm like, okay. Right, right. And then they started setting up the stage and I'm thinking like, you know, I'll be put in the corner and under like black curtains or something. Yeah. You know, and then after they started like moving the drum riser forward and I'm like, oh, this is fancy. Yeah, yeah, then yeah. Then when I watched it back, like I'm like center stage and like they had the camera on me and like John Baptiste is like right there watching me. And like, that was like, that was one of my favorite performances too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It must be really kind of irritating to start getting notoriety like this and then the pandemic happens.
Yeah.
You know what?
But still virtual, right?
You're still blowing up, but you really started to blow up, like touring and everything.
But you know what? You're right. And like what I'm so grateful for is that like I feel like I've changed my perspective. Mm. Like I feel like when I come out of the pandemic, I'm not going to be what I used to be in terms of mindset. So I'll tell you why.
I don't think many should. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Though. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Like, so for me, before the pandemic, it was just go. And I was going to go on tour for 2 months.
Same-sies.
Like, we were in L.A.
Yeah.
Same-sies. We were in L.A. Yeah. We were on, like, day two of rehearsal, and then I had to come home. And I'm actually grateful that I didn't go on the tour, because then I realized that I don't just want to be a musician anymore. Oh. I feel like I've always had a dream of like being at the front of the stage since I was a kid. Like I was like, I was the host of different shows. I did plays here and there. I love like comedy, talking to people, and I loved being an artist, and I feel like I have that in me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's start developing that side. So I feel like as soon as the pandemic's over, I'm working on music, but it's like jazzy, music nerd E, drum heavy E, but like, like, you know, my mom who's like tone deaf can be like, oh, this is nice,
right, kind of
appeals to everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
so when I come out of the pandemic, I want to, you know, become more of an artist and also play music as a musician, but with like selective,
right?
You know, yeah.
So singing heavy? Are you gonna sing?
Sing, yeah, but I'm not like, you know, like not like Jasmine Sullivan or anything. Right, right. I mean, like I'll just sing like a hook here and there.
A lot of you are familiar with the DNA Project and have been rocking with us for a while, but some of you aren't. A lot of you are faithful listeners of the podcast, but aren't familiar with some of the other work that we do. So I just want to take a quick moment to explain to you a little bit more of what we do. So you're getting married, or you have a friend, a cousin, a sister, somebody you know is getting married. Okay, you've booked your venue, caterers, photographer, all that good stuff. When it comes to live music, most people have no idea where to look. We have you covered. Picture this. During the ceremony, while guests are being seated, or while the bride's walking down the aisle. During the cocktail hour, while guests are just mingling and having a good time. Don't forget about dinner music. That's very important to set the mood while guests eat. And we definitely can't forget the party. Let's get the party started right now with the DNA Project. www.thednaproject.ca for more information.